Hey everyone, my name is Brett Howe and I am an athlete mindset and life coach. I am a former dual sport ACAC athlete playing both hockey and soccer at the college level. I am now mom of four, entrepreneur, and founder of AMP Coaching. AMP Intermission Podcast shares top-notch conversations with some of the most inspirational people around. I speak with those from top-performing past and present athletes, coaches, to sport parents, and everyone in between. In sharing stories from adversity to triumph, this podcast will inspire athletes to follow their own genuine path to fulfillment in life and in sport. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Hey guys, how's it going? I want to bring to you another episode of AMP Intermission Podcast. Now, today's episode is going to be brief, but it's something that I see so many tendencies in young people today, and that is this people-pleasing mentality. Now, what I want to do is I want to chat with you about where it comes from, where it's all rooted in, and then also how to overcome it and how to set boundaries to protect your energy and to put yourself first, prioritize yourself and your goals. Now, here's the thing. One thing we need to first understand is that people pleasing comes from your subconscious programming. Okay. This is the process which our subconscious mind absorbs and stores information that influences our thoughts, behaviors, and emotions. So this is often done without conscious awareness. This programming, the subconscious programming, can significantly impact our actions, decisions, and everyday life. One thing a lot of people don't know is that subconscious programming is actually developed when you are early stages of your childhood. So a lot of the experiences that you're bringing in are from what? Your parents, your caregivers, the environment, and you're absorbing that. And then it's repeating. So the repeated experience, the beliefs, the messages are being ingrained into your subconscious programming. So that's why they say most of your subconscious programming has been developed by the time you are 6 years old, because that's where you form your beliefs. Your core beliefs are deep-seated beliefs about the world, and they're formed through experiences and teachings. You're forming your beliefs about your image. And that's how we see ourselves, but how others see ourselves, right? And our responses. So our behaviors are all developed. And where does this all stem from? Who are the biggest influences in our lives by the time we are six, between the ages of 0 and 6? Our parents, our caregivers, our family, right? It's how we're raised, our values, our beliefs, our behaviors. That's behaviors learned from parents and family directly. So it's really important that we grasp where we're learning all this. And parents, as a parent myself, it was so hard when I uncovered, oh my gosh, all of this programming that I've put onto my kids, they're already past the ages of where their beliefs have been formed. So I have a 9-year-old daughter and I've already portrayed things to her from her early childhood that have helped her form her beliefs and her opinions about the world and herself. So it's really important now that I say, okay, how can I help her get intentional? How can I help her get present? How can I help her dive into herself and understand her programming and see where it comes from? Now, the problem is that when we think of this people-pleasing mentality, where does it come from? It comes from that early childhood, okay? It comes from the subconscious programming. And here's the thing is a lot of the examples that our caregivers set helped us to shape the way in which we believe we need to receive care, love, and attention. So the people-pleasing mentality is when we prioritize others' needs and desires over their own. So that mentality often comes from this desire to be liked or accepted or avoid conflict. So when I think back to like my childhood and why I might be a people-pleaser, where was I conditioned to receive love, care, and attention, right? And parents, I know it sucks to hear this because I'm a parent myself and I am now so self-aware that I know there's certain behaviors that I've instilled in my kids that I want to help them through and navigate through to overcome those tendencies in their subconscious, right? The biggest thing for me is we as parents are raising our kids and How do we show them love, care, and attention? Is it when they succeed? Is it when they score the goals? Is it when they have a good game? How are we instilling to them, this is how you receive love, care, and attention from me? And it's hard as kids to accept how did I receive my love, care, and attention? But it's also necessary for you to understand where things come from. So I know that I have a tendency to be a people pleaser. And you know what else comes with that is I struggled my whole life to set boundaries. Often we say yes when we really want to say no. And we also feel responsible for others' happiness. Where does this stand so true to me in Christmas when I'm giving Christmas presents? I have so much emphasis on what are people gonna say about the gift I gave them? Are they gonna love it? I just wanna see them happy. So I believe that I'm responsible for my other people's happiness. And that is such a wrong way to look at it, right? When we do that, when we put so much emphasis on that, it's exhausting and it depletes our energy. And we often forget what's in alignment with us. We often forget what's best for us. So it's important to understand where the people pleasing comes from. And once we know, okay, this is the tendency I have. Now, here's some traits that go along with it, okay? We have difficulty saying no. We fear disappointing others or letting people down, and that often leads to overcommitment. And then we act like we need approval. So we're constantly seeking validation from others. So I remember in my childhood always looking to coaches, to teammates, to other parents to say that I was enough, right? So I'm constantly seeking that validation. Even in this life, as an adult, I still seek that validation, but I'm really aware of it now. And I've done so much inner work that that approval needs to first be rooted in myself and the reflection I need to take within myself. We avoid conflict, right? So people pleasers tend to avoid conflict. They sacrifice their personal needs to keep peace. It was so funny. I was actually chatting with a couple moms the other day, and they were talking about actually being in the hairdresser's chair and how their hairdresser would say something they disagreed with, but instead of just being genuine and saying, "Hey, while I respect your opinion, I disagree with you," they just went along with it, which ultimately led that to going down a path of agreeance. And that doesn't feel good when we're agreeing just to keep peace. That doesn't sound like we're being authentic and true to who we are. People pleasers also have a low self-esteem, typically, right? You're equating your self-worth to others' approval. So you're always seeking, am I good enough in the external instead of being in the internal? And take on too much responsibility. Usually it's because you're not saying no to things, you're saying yes to everything to keep everyone happy. You're taking on too much responsibility to try and be everything for everyone. Now that we know where this all comes from, and we know it comes from our subconscious, we know, whether I've mentioned some traits that you might have. Okay, we've identified that you have this tendency of a people pleaser. Now, how do we overcome this? And that is the self-awareness. That is the piece that I have become laser focused on, is getting self-aware. So in doing that, we identify our triggers, right? Recognize those situations where we typically would say yes or prioritize other people's needs over ourselves. Now, mine was always overcommitting and saying yes to everything. I was the yes person. So, to recognize now what I do is I actually say, if it's not a heck yes, it's a no. So, if I have to go back and forth and waver, it's a no. It doesn't serve me. Okay. And then reflect on your motives. So, why do I feel compelled to please others? Is it because I'm a good friend? Is it because I want to be liked? Is it because I want the love, care, and attention? Really start to reflect on what your motives are internally, what that self-awareness, what your motives are to please others. Another way we can do this is set boundaries. This is a big one for me, learning to say no. As I mentioned, if it's not a heck yes, it's a no. So, practice asserting yourself respectfully but firmly. And start little, guys. It has to be little steps because you're never going to be able to make that full commitment and go just like hard line. Take the little steps and learn that you still wake up the next day, the sun still rises, and you're actually going to start to feel better when you're in alignment with the choices you're making are in alignment with you. You got to start to prioritize your needs. And I know at first this can feel selfish, But in order to be the best version of you, you need to take care of you. I often reflect on a quote I heard that talked about, hey, there's one thing that's guaranteed. And I can't remember the quote, but it talks about how there's one thing that's guaranteed, one person that's guaranteed to be with you for the rest of your life. In this entire world, there's one person that's guaranteed to be there. And that's you. So take care of you, honor your needs and your desires. Okay. We need to build self-esteem. So we really need to go through the self-acceptance. Value yourself. I think when you start to make decisions that make you feel good, that feel like you're headed down the right path, you start to accept yourself more and more. You start to value yourself. When you don't have boundaries, when you don't say no to the things that aren't in alignment with you, it's actually showing a lack of respect for yourself. So you need to start to value yourself. And by doing that, you need to start honoring yourself by knowing what's right and knowing what's wrong within you. We need to practice assertiveness. So, being able to communicate clearly as a people pleaser, there's a lot of tiptoeing, right? And I still, to this day, my coach is mentoring me on this. Stop tiptoeing, get straight to the point, be direct. You can use de-escalating and then go into it. But you need to express your thoughts and needs honestly. You can't tiptoe. And as much as a people pleaser, you might want to make sure someone else is okay with what you're asking. You have to stand up for you. And in doing that, you stand your ground. You hold firm to your boundaries and your decisions. If you're going to make a decision that you know is in alignment because you've taken time to self-reflect, you've made that decision, be firm. Set your boundary and be firm in that and stand your ground. Because at the end of the day, you're the only person who truly knows what's best for you, what's in alignment with you, if you've done enough of the self-awareness work, right? It's really important that we reframe our thoughts. So challenge your beliefs. Question the beliefs that others' needs are more important than your own. Because what makes you feel like you're less of a person? Challenge that. What makes other people's needs more than what you need? We need to make sure that we are taking care of us, doing what's in alignment with us. And I think so much as athletes, we look for external factors and we look for those people to validate us because we want to please them. We want to please our parents. We want to please our coaches. What about pleasing ourselves? What about doing what's best for us? When we're making a decision about where we're going to go to college, it's important. I talk to my athletes all the time about being mindful. Stay present with your own feelings and needs. Be aware of that and get used to the feeling. Don't do what someone else is asking you to do because that's what they want for you. Do what feels right by practicing that mindfulness, by staying present, by knowing what's in alignment. There is so much work that needs to be done to truly be so self-aware, right? You really need to unpack and go into the subconscious programming. That's a huge amount of work that needs to be done. But in practical tips, start small. So begin by saying no to the small requests and gradually build up on the small, on the bigger ones, on the more significant ones. And always delay those responses. Give yourself time to consider requests. Don't jump on things and say, heck yes, I'll do it. Okay, I got asked to go help out at a hockey event, and I really had to sit with it and make sure I was considering all avenues, considering the request itself. And if it was in alignment with me, rather than responding immediately because it was something that seemed like it was, I needed to ask the questions. I needed to make sure I was on the right track. We need to prioritize activities that nurture our well-being as individuals. When we say yes to everything, we often neglect ourselves. And I suffered from this so much as an adult because I had said yes to so many things, doing so many things. Then I became a mom and it didn't end. I just kept doing and doing and doing for everyone else. And I put myself in the hospital. I was in so much stress and overwhelm that my headaches, my migraines were so intense that I was collapsing. Like I could not physically continue. My husband rushed me to the hospital and I spent a day there trying to figure out what was wrong. When ultimately, when I sat back and did the work the next year, it was so obvious to me what had happened. Complete and utter burnout from taking on everything. I wasn't prioritizing me, I wasn't nurturing my well-being and my happiness. And often as athletes, we tend to be high achievers, right? We tend to always focus on the next goal instead of allowing ourselves to acknowledge the progress we've made. So celebrate those small victories. And when you are able to assert yourself and when you are able to set boundaries, celebrate that. Because you ultimately might want to get to a certain place, but it takes tiny steps to get there. And for me, I've noticed it's baby steps. And I have to celebrate every time I set a boundary. I have to be proud of myself. I have to reflect on that and remember that, because remembering that every time you set a boundary gets easier and easier. Okay. Sometimes when we say no to others, we actually say yes to ourselves. And boundaries are just a part of that self-care and that attention. They're healthy, they're normal, and they're necessary. If you don't have boundaries, you don't have enough respect, right? Overcoming this type of mentality, the people-pleasing mentality, is definitely a journey, and it requires patience and practice. I've been doing this for years, and I'm still overcoming, and I'm still working through it, and it still creeps up. But by prioritizing that self-awareness and constantly setting boundaries and having that support system, we develop a better relationship, a healthier relationship with ourselves and with others, because there's respect. I respect people who have boundaries. I respect people who aren't afraid to tell me, listen, I can't commit to this right now, but you need to give me the time and space, and I can do this in 2 hours. Remember, it's not that your worth is defined by how much you can do for others. Your worth is defined by who you truly are, and if you're staying true to yourself. So, athletes out there, like, really hone in on these steps, right? Making sure that you are prioritizing you, that you're not just saying yes to appease people, acknowledging where that all comes from and starting to rewrite that. And that's what I work with my athletes on, is if you're a high achiever, if you're a perfectionist, if you're a people pleaser, if you lack confidence, if you have fear there, fear of failure, let's get to the root of it and let's start peeling back the layers so that we can rewrite that story. Thanks so much for joining me, guys. It has been awesome to have this quick and brief episode with you, and I hope it will be of use to those fellow people pleasers out there.